time to play our Friday game of choice. All to get you this morning to next February's concert date at Dickies Arena with Eric Church. Eric Church and the Free the Machine Tour. February 27th, 2026, Dickies Arena. A pair of passes right now, totally full free if you can decipher the convoluted, sometimes catastrophic, combination of Friday morning fake news. This is where we give you three news stories, two of which actually factually things that have happened on this planet, the other not so much. If you can tell us at 817-877-1921, which is not like the other, which is the fake news story of the next three, you're going to be set up for Eric Church next February. Are we prepared to present the three news stories?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, our roving reporter, Heatherly.
Number one.
When good fireworks go bad, well, Elijah Reagan set one off at home. His apartment shortly went up in flames, and he didn't want to evacuate. Or go to jail, for that matter. A standoff with police shortly ensued, and after hours of negotiating, he gave up his plight for two of the best things in life. That would be a burger and a blizzard from Dairy Queen. Yeah, he gave himself up shortly afterwards and is now facing charges of arson and eluding arrest.
Story number one. Next.
Number two.
Every modern wedding needs a theme, and the hottest ones of 2025, 70s disco fever, goth romance, and Alice in Wonderland. Fun and funky places are the most in-style spots, post-drinking snacks like pizza and fries, and colorful tuxedos for the guys. But my personal favorite, opting for veggies like onion, artichokes, carrots, and corn instead of flower bouquets.
Oh, that's a fake one. Number three.
Number three.
The Lone Star State has a lot to brag about. We're big, we're bad, and we're home to everything brisket, Western culture, and those gorgeous Texas women. Just be careful when you pick one forever. A new study shows Texas is also the top state for gold diggers. Wealthy men in aerospace, space, defense, biomedical research, and of course, energy and oil are the top targets for single ladies who have no interest in being a poor wife.
And there you have it, the three news stories. Now, what shall you do with it? First up, who's this? Hello?
This is Catherine in Dallas.
Hi, Catherine in Dallas. How are we today in Big D?
Fancy, fancy.
I'm waiting for fall.
No. Oh, where are we currently waiting right now? Does fall happen faster over there in Dallas?
No, it's the same. I'm in my office.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have a grown-up job?
Yes.
Yeah, she probably does.
Yes.
Does your office have a door on it?
Yes, I just closed it, so there's no interruptions from other coworkers. Right.
Don't mess with her.
No way.
Are you the manager that people would call, you know?
For some aspects of our workplace.
She's a supervisor. All right, Catherine. Now we ask you the question, which is the fake news story? One, two, or three? You are first up. First crack.
It will be question number three.
The new study that says the state of Texas is the number one state for gold diggers. Of course, the gold diggers, that's somebody that marries somebody else specifically for the goal of money.
Yeah.
There's no
getting
love.
Rich.
There's working the system there.
Mm-hmm.
Grifting. Gold diggers. I ain't saying she is. She ain't messing with no broke.
Mm-mm.
Survey says.
Thanks, Kanye. Catherine, you're right.
Oh, thank God.
Yep, we're responsible here in Texas.
See?
That's
there
right.
We are.
See, number one, Florida.
Well,
I would think L.A., California.
Oh.
Yeah, they were up there. But Texas, still number three.
Mm. Oh.
What's going on out there?
Okay.
Yeah, just consider yourself warned.
Me? Warned?
I don't know.
I think we need to warn her that my bank statements aren't of gold digger status. That's the word that needs to be levied.
More commas in there.
So, Elijah evidently was firing off fireworks at home, and a DQ came to the rescue.
That's right. They said, hey, you want a burger? You want a blizzard?
Yeah.
He said, sure, I'll come down now.
I mean, those are terms I can agree on, too.
Heck yeah.
Any ceasefire. Mm. Isn't that how they solved the Gaza-Israel thing?
Oh, maybe.
And then the wedding themes are many. I don't know. You're pushing for us to have a wedding theme.
I'm just saying other people are doing it.
Although, she does come from farmers, so we could end up with veggies as the flower arrangement.
And I was actually looking at these pictures. They do look pretty. Yeah. I don't know that I would recommend putting onion on a bride, but whatever works.
Yeah, you know, somebody needs to cry. But no crying for you. You are going to Eric Church.
Woo!
Friday morning. Fake news.
Awesome.
You can open the door again.
Okay, I will after the phone call.
Nah, I just leave it closed. Leave it closed all day.